Last year, Alaskan exports topped $5 billion for the first time. Governor Sean Parnell made the announcement today based on a final tally of exported goods from last January through November. And according to an international trade expert in Anchorage for tomorrow's World Trade Center Alaska Forecast Luncheon, Alaskan exports can expect to grow. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Last year's $5 billion-plus in Alaska exports for 11 months represents a $800,000 increase over all 12 months of 2010. In 2009, Alaska's exports totaled $3.3 billion. The governor's announcement confirmed earlier predictions of passing the $5 billion mark, as well as a new leading customer for the state. China has replaced Japan as the state's top international market, with over $1.3 billion to Japan's approximately $970,000. Japan was down about $100,000 from 2010. The export figures appeared the day before Wednesday's World Trade Center Alaska's annual International Export Forecast Luncheon. One of the speakers at the event is Ariam Vasquez, a nationally recognized global emerging market economist for Wells Fargo Country Risk Management. Vasquez is a regular contributor and economic source for Bloomberg News, Reuters, CNBC, the BBC, and CNN Finance. Vasquez says Alaska's Pacific Rim location and raw material resources distinguish it from other exporting states and bode well for the future.
There's no doubt about it. This state, particularly when you compare it to the rest of the union, is in a lot better position. The geographical proximities to Asia, which is a region that is booming, whether you look at South Korea, China, India, or the Southeast Asia basin, I think any of those countries are a natural fit, and particularly for a strong commodity exporter as Alaska. These are nations in Asia that are needing of this energy and of these commodities in order to serve as inputs for their exports.
Alaska's major exports include seafood, forest products, natural gas, and refined petroleum products, and minerals. The European financial crisis is of high concern, but Vasquez says Alaska's Asian customers and their economies are in a good position to absorb any negative impacts.
They carry very low debt. Their fiscal deficits are very, very manageable. In many instances, they're surpluses. And on top of that, their external liquidity position is very, very strong. That means they have vast levels of excess reserves, current account surpluses, strong FDI flows. Also, you have flexible exchange rate regimes that could serve as a buffer in times of these crises. Out of all the emerging markets that we focus on, Asia is by far the best situated to address this potential downturn.
The state also benefits in that it deals in raw resources to Asia and other customers rather than finished products. Vasquez says Alaska's minerals, fish, and petroleum and gas products are faring much better than California, Pennsylvania, or New York's more finished commodities. State figures show Alaska's seafood posted the largest year-to-year increase, around 35% to $2.5 billion. Mineral ore exports rose by 34%, precious metals by 28%, and coal up 15%. Alaska's exports to China alone increased slightly over 50%, and Vasquez says China could likely continue as the state's number one customer.
The Chinese phenomenon, for all the talk you hear in the press about they're slowing down and there's going to be a significant deceleration in economic activity, don't buy it. China will still grow anywhere between 7 and 9% growth rates for the next couple of years.
Alaska's third largest market for 2011 is South Korea, followed by Canada and Germany. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.